You thought them boys couldn't do it 2 weeks in a row. Ha, joke's on you. Maybe joke's on you just for listening. Anyhow.
Is it supposed to be stupid?
From FizzleandPop.com, here come Kylie Burton.
It's not stupid. It's advanced.
And from SonOfCheese.com.
Don't listen to the fucking eagle.
Here come Derek Knight.
That pussy shit would make anyone with half a nutsack punch someone.
With the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
So am I. And you know what?
What?
It's good because we're on.
Yay.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour! I'm Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com. Listening to us is you, and we are Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
Hey.
Heather, my sister from Matted Spam.
Hi.
My dad, Jess Knight. And Justin Carmichael from
Hello.
The Jew Warrior.
Ho!
Ho!
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Hey!
Oh. Yeah. And so, see, kids, I told you we'd be back again next Wednesday, which is this Wednesday, but it's not this Wednesday when we're recording
it's really Sunday.
Yeah, the reason I was able to say it's Saturday, dipshit.
Oh, and shit.
But the reason I was able to say we'd be back is because we're back and we're recording. And yeah, so I can control at least that much of it. But today, what we're going to talk about is worst or first. Not worst to first, touching worst to first story like the New Orleans Saints or what have you. Would you stop effing with that, please? Both of you. Touching
it
the
needs
microphones.
Effing with.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't need effing
it does.
With. But we're going to talk worst or first or both jobs you've had or cars you've had because we've all had, I mean, most of us have had a job. I mean, we've all had jobs. It's like Chuck Berry used to say, everybody's been in love. If they haven't been in love, they will be in love. So that's what he wrote his song about. So instead, we're just going to podcast about shit that everybody's had. And because I like to F with him, I'm going to have Colin go first. Colin, can you remember the first job that you ever had?
The first job I ever had would be paper delivery, paper boy.
Yeah.
As a kid.
For which paper?
Pueblo Chieftain.
Pueblo Chieftain.
Yeah. But, well, we were living in Pueblo, so.
He had three people on his route.
No.
All it was two Mexicans
route.
And an Indian.
Yeah. And the worst thing about that was it was a twice daily paper, so it's not like here where you just drop it off in the morning. You had to drop it off in the morning and then in the
I really
afternoon.
Don't think there's wow. an evening edition anywhere in town or in the state or the country
no, probably
anymore.
Not anymore.
I mean, they used to do that, but that was, you know, back before the proliferation of radio and television back in the dark
the
ages.
Internet.
Yeah, back when I was, yeah. you know, 13.
Back so. Before the, yeah, exactly, back before the internet. So how much did you get paid? Because I delivered,
fuck if I know.
I delivered papers for the, what at the time was called the Security Advertiser, which is now called the Fountain Valley News, ostensibly a free newspaper. And so what you got was like, you'd get like 10, you would get like 3 cents for every paper you delivered. But then you would get a percentage of the collections.
Yeah.
Now, notice I said it was a free paper.
Yeah.
Then they would send the paper boys out to collect.
To beg.
For a free paper.
Yeah.
So you could set whatever. If somebody asked
what
you.
What the
well,
hell's the matter with you? This is a free paper.
But if somebody said, well, how much is it? It didn't matter what you said. It's a free paper. You know, I just
wow.
gauge the house and say, how well are you dressed? Anywhere between 50 cents and $5. And then you get a cut of that and, that job sucked ass because you'd be
little
walking
fuzzy
around.
Fuzzy-headed fat kid.
Yeah.
Yep. Going up to
walking around.
Give me money.
That's right. Walking around throwing these papers. And you know what's going to happen in the middle of summer? It's going to rain. And so you're running like hell to get this shit done. And
Derek never ran.
I would ran. I just wasn't any good at it. But, hey, Heather, I think your phone's ringing. So,
oh, she's smiling in here.
But the,
the penguin.
Yeah.
That'd be your twin sister.
No, I got so tired of the shit that I would get delivering these papers to people. I just did not collect. And so my last check was like for 45 cents.
That's lovely.
Which was something that I should have kept.
So,
but I'm sure
how did this become about you?
Well, you were talking about, because I asked you how much you got paid, and you couldn't
exactly.
answer that, and so I decided to run with it. So back to you,
okay.
Mr. Pushy. Why don't you tell us, why was this, oh no, this was your first job.
Yeah, this is my first job.
So tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, I had to get up at like 4 in the morning, go out to where the papers were going to be dropped off, roll
see
them
your
all.
Location.
Yeah.
And you roll your own.
Roll them all, stuff them into these two big satchels, wear one, have the other across the seat of my bike, mm-hmm. and ride along, stick them in tubes, throw them at doors. It was hell. It was hell.
It was literally
hell. It was hell. I mean, hell your little free paper, my guess is, was you roll it up and maybe it's as thick as a quarter, right?
No, it would be about maybe a half.
Sunday
dollar.
Editions. Sucked.
Yeah, the Sunday editions were gargantuan
make,
fuckers.
Like, three trips.
Make three trips on a bike back to there, roll them up, hope nobody steals them. You know, it's a big pain
then
in the ass.
Then you got the call. Where'd my newspaper,
and then collecting that was definitely a good indication
collections. God, I hated it when those people would come to the door.
$2.
$2. That's right. Sorry, I don't have any cash. Badoom.
It definitely. You learn who deadbeats are, really. And
you can pick them out.
It's horrible. It was horrible. I mean, some of the time I just want to just pay it just so I wouldn't have to deal with them. Just I'll pay the part that they're supposed to.
You passive ass.
It's not passive. I mean, then you cut them off, of course. But
you cut them off.
Where's my newspaper, man?
Because the chieftain didn't care. They wanted the money. You
know? Of course.
I mean, if you couldn't get them to pay the money, they were going to take it anyway. So
yeah. Well, and you know, that's actually. Going back to me, let's make this a little bit more about me. Because there was one lady who would not come to the door at one point. She was yelling at me through a window, "I'm not coming to the door. I'm busy." I'm like, "I can wait. I'm not coming to the door." I was like, "Then you're not getting a paper." So every time I would go, she would stand outside and wait for her paper, and I'd pass her right by. And she'd be like, "Oh, no."
And this was the free paper?
It was the free paper.
You were quite the little asshole.
No fucking paper for you, bitch.
You won't pay for your free paper.
That's right.
You aren't getting it.
You want it? Walk down the street and pick it up from the rack. Because it's free.
Oh, we would do that often.
Yeah, I did learn a lot about how the newspaper machines worked back then. I could open any one I wanted to. So.
With magic?
Yeah.
Or. Because I could open them up with a rock.
No, not a rock. Open them so that they wouldn't be able to tell it had been opened.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Sneaky. Okay, anyway. The dead silence is great.
So dead air.
You kid, I mean, that sounded pretty bad, but I know you've probably had worse. So you start thinking about your worst job ever, and we're going to go to Heather. Heather, what was the first job that you ever had?
Babysitting.
That's not really a job.
You don't count that?
Well, no, because at least Colin, but Colin was working for
the man.
He was working for an entity. You were private industry, notwithstanding. What was the first job? What was the first paycheck you earned?
Fargo's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? How old were you?
I was a senior in high school, so 18.
17.
Well, no, I was 18 because I started. Because
she flunked 2 grades.
That's right.
No, I started after January. I mean, it was the last month of school.
All right.
So
you're 18 years old before you had a real job.
Well, yeah.
Well, they don't give too many real jobs to kids. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I was doing a lot of babysitting, but you don't count that as a real job.
Who the hell did you babysit?
I think babysitting.
I babysat for a lot of people. Gabe and Jessica and the Dusty and... What's face across the street, and then Pat and Mary's baby.
Now, he's a child molester or something, isn't he?
Is he?
He blames his babysitter. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is funny because this is like a job you held well into your adult life.
Unfortunately.
More than once.
Yeah, I know. I quit and then I went back, but.
So, yeah, this is like your first job, could be your last job, too.
Oh, God. Not for me, thank God. But
you keep dreaming about it.
I do. God, I have dreams that I'm going back.
And you're
happy.
You
can correct me if I'm wrong, but you wanted to work there solely to wear the dresses.
Yes.
Because, kids, if you've never been to Fargo's Pizza Palace on Platt Avenue in Colorado Springs, Colorado, which I'm sure most people haven't because they don't live here, but it's a 1800s type of joint, and the females wear these big lacy dresses, and you wanted to wear the dress, so you decided to get a job there.
Well, and Rhonda was working there as well, and she said that they were looking for somebody, and so she told me I should work there, and I thought, oh, that might be fun. I can work with Rhonda, and I can wear the pretty dress, and I can get paid. So that's what I did.
And you didn't realize it would be so much work.
You know, when it wasn't the work I minded, it was the people.
People suck.
Working with the public sucks.
Yes.
Because more than half of them are just dicks. Mm-hmm.
Be a great job if it weren't for the customers.
Yeah. The best days were, you know, when we were really dead. Mm-hmm. But it got bad. I mean, some of the people I worked with were stupid. The managers, a couple of them were stupid.
Rhonda worked there because she could get laid.
So. Oh, crazy.
Her friend Rhonda had a sign on her forehead that says, I'm easy.
Ah, my microphone's going away. Keep talking. I can't. It's going away. Ah. Well, see, that's what I was trying to fix before and you hollered at me. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Mine's working. Yeah, she had a little stamp on her that says, I'm easy.
Yeah.
She's had like 8 kids out of wedlock. And
that's not true. That's not
she's
true.
She's like butter.
It's
easy
9.
To spread.
Yeah.
See, that's Colin for you, the quick hit. Don't see it coming.
Hi, Rhonda. Are you out there?
Oh, she's not one of them listener.
Oh. No. Of course, yeah, I did give her my blog address, so you never know, she could find this.
That's right. Anything is possible. It is the interweb, open to everybody. Open 24/7, even.
We love like you, some, Rhonda.
Like some of our
other guy in Colorado Springs.
Like some of our clients insist on putting after their web address. Open 24/7. Yeah. You don't say.
Really?
It
turns off for a while?
Wow, yeah. It's just, it's got hours, just like everything else. Just like Niagara Falls. So, Dad, I know this is going to be going back a ways, but what was your first job?
Something you probably don't know about. I was a child evangelist at first. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. And then I tried to be the Pope, but I wasn't Catholic. But my first, I actually...
For 50 bucks, you can be a Pope.
Yeah, I could be a Pope. The Pope into pizza. But I worked, I picked peaches and I worked in the hay and worked on farms. But my first real job was with a movie theater. I was an usher at 75 cents an hour and I worked for an ex-Marine drill sergeant. You know, I can't hear you!
And, just like Arlie Ermey in Full Metal Jacket?
And yeah,
what is your major malfunction?
What is your major malfunction, you motherfucker? You well know my ex-boss, Clayton Cheever, who was just about the biggest dick that ever walked the face of the earth. And now he wonders why people don't.
People don't like him.
Don't like him. Yeah.
Well, you told me to invite him to our wedding, and I was like, why the hell would I want to invite him to our wedding? And you're like, because he's good for $100.
And what'd you get?
And that strokey motherfucker gave me $100.
That's right. That's right. But I stayed with the theaters and become an assistant manager. Then I managed theaters for 20 years. And they sold the company, so I quit, got into the golf business, and worked in the golf business for 20 years. And then got fired from a bunch of jobs, and I worked where Heather worked for 15 months. I hated it. I sold fireplaces for making $50,000-$60,000 a year. Hated it. Got fired. So now I'm retired, and this is the best job I've ever had.
Doing nothing.
Yeah. Well, the child evangelist, I made good money. But
sure you did.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Did you heal anybody?
Praise God. Oh, I did. I did. Ricketts was the easiest one to take care of.
Yeah. Okay. So, Justin, before Dad gets too far into this and can't dig his way out, what was your first job ever?
Going door-to-door on Halloween trying to get money for UNICEF.
That's called trick-or-treating.
Oh, is it? I would call it extortion money.
I trick-or-treated for UNICEF. I did it. I did trick-or-treat for UNICEF.
My first job was really a paper boy, but I really wouldn't count that. Yeah, it was like Colin. I lasted it for 2 months. I couldn't do it.
Oh,
anymore.
Dude, I went for like mind. 4 years. I went
oh
to a
movie. Oh, my God.
He's a lifer.
Yeah.
The it Denver was, Post was mine. But
oh, that would be horrible.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. Sundays.
Papers. Oh, yeah.
But I think
three
that my
per
first,
bag.
My first real job was when I just turned 16. And I started working for King Soopers as a CC, courtesy clerk. And,
King Stupids.
Yep. And I have and I've had a job ever since.
Which King Stupids?
It was actually the one that was on Palmer Park and just off of Palmer Park and Circle.
Yeah, the one's gone.
Yeah. It's gone now.
It's long gone now.
That's where my aunt's,
yeah, has the flea market that's there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she runs it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my first job.
Auntie B's flea market.
And, yeah, I had that for the summer, and then I always had a summer job. And then when I graduated from high school, I always had a job for at least, I was never jobless for more than 2 months, I think.
That's look good. At you go. See if you can continue that trend. But,
Gosh, King Supers, then Furs Cafeteria when it was down off of Palmer...
Pike's Peak.
Pike's Peak, yeah.
Oh, I love
We used Furs. To eat there all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love their okra, man. Yeah, dishwasher there.
You probably washed our dishes several times.
Yeah. Probably did. I was there when it got robbed, too. I think they walked out with maybe $100.
That was us.
I've worked at... When I worked at June's Sushi Restaurant.
I
had worked at Musashi, Sehiro, June's, and Yakitori.
He skinned the cats at June's and the dogs.
You know,
And I've never been fired from a job.
I didn't like June.
June and himself?
No, I'm just saying, I didn't like the food at June.
Oh, yeah. The sushi is the best in the Springs. What? The rest of the food, I would actually go to Akasaka off of off
Did you
Academy.
Work there?
Whatever.
Yeah, we don't care. I'm taking Jennifer there for her birthday. I took Jennifer there for her birthday.
I'm partial
yesterday, tomorrow, the other week.
I'm partial to Konami and also Sakura.
They serve you bugs at Kumami.
No, they
don't. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
They were bugs.
It's owned by Koreans, but they have the good sense
Is much different.
But they have the good sense to hire a Japanese sushi chef. So what they'll do is they'll give you Korean appetizers, but then the menu is Japanese.
Lady comes in, she goes, oh, no bug, shrimp. Fuck them were
they were shrimp. They were sea monkeys. Actually,
bugs.
They were sea monkeys and
sea monkeys. My ass, they were little cockroaches.
It looked
crickets.
Like it,
they were crickets.
No, the appetizers they put in front of you ostensibly are things that nobody else wants, and or stuff they swept up off the floor. But the food is great.
Yeah,
just stay away from the Korean appetizers.
But I've worked at Pikes Peak Community College in their bookstore and also in their their annex, their candy store for quite a while. And actually, that's when I had first met you too, Colin. Pikes Peak Community College.
What year was that?
I started working in 89 in the bookstore, and I started working in the annex in 91, and I stopped in 93 after. I listened to the radio. I listened to KBC when you were – that's when I first started, and I've been listening ever since.
You probably heard me on
Yeah.
And what's funnier is in 91, I was taking the AVP program up at Pikes Peak. You were selling me my Jolly Joes and Jolt.
I'll bet you I was. I'll bet you I was.
That's hilarious.
Because there were a bunch of kids who came in for the AP classes, and he's a college guy. I got to talk to him.
Well, I wouldn't talk to anybody. I would just buy my shit and leave.
Oh, yeah. And that's when we also got the popcorn machine and when we had the pickled sausages, which I'm still trying to find. I miss them. It was so good. Anyways, long story short, too late. Worked at Complete Games and Hobbies for 4 years, separated by two years. Television station in Tallahassee, which I did a lot of stuff for, which I'm actually really proud of. That was my favorite job, I think.
This is going to be your audio resume, so make
it there you go. So if somebody's looking for somebody, please. And now I'm working for a place that does makes reporters for lawyers.
Already said the name.
Yeah.
You already said LexisNexis. Yeah. So don't be shy.
Okay, LexisNexis, yeah. No, it's a good job.
So since you've monopolized the time, I guess we can start at you and then move back around. What was the worst job you've ever had?
The paper route. I really haven't had – No, it was doing a temp job. I was a temp I did temp work
in
2000 – and one, when I had just come back from Tallahassee.
Back in 2001, when I was doing temp work, when I got back from the swamp in Tallahassee.
No, it was actually 2002, because that was...
Yeah, 2002.
Let's see, it was at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, December 14th.
I was working for a company, I'm not going to mention their name, because luckily I've done the Egyptian thing where I've forgotten their name, and so they cease to exist to me. And they basically scheduled... concerts and stuff, and I worked secretary for them for 1 month, and that was 30 days too long.
Hmm. What was so bad about it?
Bitch of a boss. She was just I do a really good job, and then she would come down on me for being lazy, and yet she wanted, since I was working for a temp agency, she said, when your time here is over, we want to hire you. Mm. And I kept on trying to figure out how the fuck she would want me to work for her when she's bitching me out all the time. And I think it was because I was naive and I let her do it. And so that was the job that I came closest to, that I thought I would come closest to getting fired. I never got fired.
Hmm.
But
yeah, sounds kind of like being the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yep. Oh, and telemarketing for Future Call.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Telemarketing.
That was the worst.
I've done that.
I had a lady on the line, and I'm sorry this is going so long. Had a lady on the line. Hello, I'm, you know, with Easter Seals or whatever it was, and we'd like you to help us out. You don't have to send any money. You just have to stamp envelopes. And the lady said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. My arms don't work, and I actually have to have somebody. I'm terribly sorry, ma'am. You know, thank you very much for your time.
And they got pissed at you because you didn't sell her.
And over on the head, Justin, could you come here for a second? So I walked over, and he said, Justin, you got to make the sale. But she was handicapped. She wouldn't be able to. Justin, you got to make this next sale. Okay. Hi, I'm Justin from, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I'm legally blind. Terribly sorry to, you know.
Terribly
you,
sorry,
ma'am.
You just got me fired.
So I stood up, I looked at the guy, and I literally took off my headphones, dropped them on the floor, and I walked out the door. I came back 2 weeks later from my paycheck, and I never saw him again. Fuck them.
If they can't take a joke.
I worked for Time Life Libraries in Denver, and what was telemarketing, and. You know, the one thing I realized about telemarketing is it really sucks trying to do a job where everybody hates you. Instantly, you are the enemy. I would call people up and, you know, of course, just like I would, they'd scream at you. You know, if you're in the middle of something having dinner and, you know, I wasn't good at it at all. And I got, you know, at one point I took a call and I was, you know, doing the spiel and the guy said, look, we're in the middle of dinner. I said, I'm sorry, sir. I'll let you go. And I got called into, I got pulled into the office. Why didn't you sell that person? I said, they did not want to talk to me. Well, nobody wants to talk to you. You got to make the sale. Why didn't you follow your script? And I said, you just don't get it. And the lady said, where do you see yourself with this company in 5 years? And I said, 5 years? Fuck, lady, I'm gone. I don't want this job, but I need it for like a year, maybe max. 5 years? Shit, lady, I'm gone in 5 years. But we can't have that kind of attitude on the floor. We're going to have to let you go. That was the only job I've been fired for. But, God, it was so bad. You know,
celebrating the 5-year anniversary of this question.
That's right.
Didn't get fired from Pizza Hut?
No, but I'll cover that later. Okay. We'll come back around, and that's why I had to take the job as a telemarketer. But I didn't get fired. Okay. I quit officially. I quit before they could fire me.
Okay.
So, but Dad, I mean, since you only had pretty much one job,
two.
What was the worst? Well, let's just put it this way. What was the worst place you ever worked or the worst situation you were in?
Well, you know, I loved the golf business. The theaters got old after 20 years, and I was ready to get out. But I loved the golf business, and the best job I had was towards the end because I was teaching golf to juniors and you know, individuals and groups, and I was running a little restaurant at a golf course, and I just loved it. But I could not get along with the owner, or not the owner, but the
general manager.
The general manager. And he finally fired me. And so I decided, well, I will just teach golf. But I can't make a living doing that because you're just getting, you know, you got to get your clientele built. So I decided, you know, I'd go to work for Adelphia Cable and kind of do what Justin was doing, only they called you. Mm-hmm. And I worked there 6 months, and I should have shot myself after two. But...
early on, though, you kind of liked it.
Well, early on, I did. And I won awards for being, like, the best customer service rep. I had a ton of awards. And we dealt with California and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and a couple, and of course all of Colorado, where Comcast was. But I would tell people to be screaming at me on the phone, calling me names, and I'd say, "Oh, wait, listen to this. Listen to what?" And I'd say a dial tone, and I'd hang up on them. Well, I got caught too many times doing that. But I finally quit that and got a job selling fireplaces, making good money, 50, like I said before, 50, 60 grand a year. Worked for a 22-year-old punk, and I just finally, they had enough of me, and they fired me doing that, and had a little spat with him. And then I went to work for Heather Works, because it was, you work 4 days 1 week, 3 days the next.
It's a factory. It's a fab.
It's a fab, and I dressed it's in a fab, bunny suit.
You love.
Oh, man. A fucking fab. I dressed in a bunny suit, and I worked there 15 months, but I kept beating up my coworkers, and they kept dragging me into the room. They wouldn't fire you there, but just a bunch of idiots, and what a crap. Now, Heather doesn't work in the fab. She works in test. She don't have to wear the bunny suit. She can read. She can listen to her music. And I hated that job. I don't know why I stuck with it for 15 months. But probably the job I disliked the worst was that fireplace store.
Yeah,
it was hot. The average, because they kept all the fireplaces burning, was 90 degrees. Everything we sold was top of the line. Somebody would come in off the street and want to buy a grill. Well, the grill started at $5,000, for God's sake. You know,
wow.
The cheapest grill I think we sold was $2,600.
Well, and so weren't you dealing with some like really overprivileged people that wanted a whole lot for nothing, like that one time Dobson came in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he wanted
Dobson
discounts.
V. Dobson?
Dr. Yeah. James Dobson to focus on the family thing.
But
he wanted it for free.
He wanted it for free.
Of course.
But I
he
also
did.
Got to deal with Goose Gossage. He was great.
What? You're making a throwing motion.
Oh, that guy.
Dave Dravecki?
Dave Dravecki came in. The mayor, the chief of police, they all shopped there because it was top-of-the-line equipment. But the reason they fired me is the big shot came out. They were all related to the owner, and I really liked the owner. I respected him. I'd known him for years. He was a golfer. And he didn't like the way I dealt with a customer. And he actually pounds his fist on the counter and says, "What do you think of that?" And I says, "I think you ought to be teaching kindergarten because I'm not impressed." And poof, I was gone.
Yeah. That's kind of our family curse, not being able to keep our mouths shut.
Yeah, exactly. And that was been my problem all along, is I couldn't keep my mouth shut. But I think the two worst jobs was working at, well, three of them, Adelphia, Atmill, and the fireplace store.
I'll bleep it out. Don't worry.
Okay. No, you know what? I don't care.
Leave
I don't
it
care.
It
doesn't matter.
Yeah, she likes her job.
She likes her job. Yeah. But, you know, and I worked with this guy that was a little short guy, and I couldn't stand him, so I'd just knock him around, and then he'd run and tell the boss. And I'm surprised I didn't get fired there. I tried my best, but
they can't fire you.
Tried my damnedest.
Yeah. And, you know, you quit there, and they make you sign papers that the chemicals haven't killed you. And I think that was part of my problems, is all those chemicals I worked with, because that's when my health deteriorated.
It's true. Once you started at working there, your health really rapidly declined.
Oh, it did. It rapidly deteriorated. I had three surgeries, and after I retired, I had three surgeries. I've had a couple since, you know, and I really think working with those chemicals had a lot to do with it. And they actually make, before you leave, they will not pay you until you sign a waiver that these chemicals didn't affect you. And I really think they might have. I mean, it's, you know, but now my problems are going away, and my arthritis is going away, and I'm losing weight, and, you know, everything's back on track for being 58. So
that's good.
But anyway, those are my three jobs I hated the worst. And don't take it out. Adelphia sucks. The owner
No. It's not Adelphia.
We're talking about Atmel.
Oh, Atmill. Well, I didn't like Atmill because I didn't like the people there. I didn't think they were smart. I didn't like wearing the bunny suit. I mean, you wore boots and a suit and a helmet and
you like windows and
oh my God, it was just, and they said, "Oh, it's always 70 degrees in here." My ass. You know, it was usually 80, 85. So.
So Heather, what was the worst situation you ever had working?
Well, have to say the golf course.
Tell them about making the grilled cheese.
No,
yeah.
I don't like dealing with people.
Let me tell this story real quick.
I think we've already discussed
Heather can't cook a lick. So a guy comes in. He was actually the general manager. He loved grilled cheese sandwiches, and I made the best grilled cheese you ever had. It was with tomatoes on it. And he asked Heather for a grilled cheese. So she puts the bread in the toaster. She throws the cheese in the microwave till it melts. Then she scrapes the cheese out of the plate onto the toast and gives it to him.
Grilled the cheese in a skillet.
This was an interesting sandwich.
But I told him. He came up and he said, I want a grilled cheese sandwich. I said, Jess isn't here today. I said, and I can't cook. Oh, anybody can make a grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. I said, I can't. I can't cook. Oh, you can do it. I told him three fucking times I can't make a grilled cheese sandwich.
He ate it.
You proved him wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, but nice. I didn't like it. Okay, I don't like dealing with people. I just flat out don't like it. The people at Fargo's were okay because it was always different people. And they just wanted food, and that was fine.
They just wanted food.
And then they would leave. But these golfers, 95% of golfers are the rudest people on the planet.
That is true.
They think the world revolves around them. And I just don't believe that the world revolves around anybody. So I just don't, you know. And it's
not even Colin?
Oh, Colin's so cute, though.
Doesn't the sun shine out of Colin's ass?
It does.
Colin's turned her into
a great nightlight.
Colin has turned my daughter into a geek.
Turn on your heart light, your butt light.
That really
let it shine wherever you go.
I said
butt
light.
Oh, God. Okay. And sadly, I went back there twice, too.
Yeah. But she worked in the restaurant, too, which was a joke.
Well, I didn't do any cooking except that one day. I just ran the front, took people's orders and stuff.
It was hard for her to make a hot dog.
Didn't you do something with coffee there?
Yeah, I did. Oh,
God. A coffee mishap as well.
Okay, we had the coffee machines, and I was doing something. I can't remember exactly what I was cleaning it or something, but I took out the plastic part where you put the grounds in, and I set it on top of the burner. And it melted the bottom of it. And I went back and I'm like, Daddy? I melted. And he yelled at me and I cried. And then he felt bad because I cried. And then he told me that I had to call the coffee people and tell them what I did. And I know what I did. And they were very nice to me because I was very sad.
Then I caught her best friend that worked for us too stealing from me.
Yeah, he stole from us.
God.
Yeah. But that really was that. And ooh, and Captain D's for one day.
You worked at Captain D's?
Sucked. For one day.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
One day.
Because I worked at Taco Bell for one day.
I know you did. But when...
And that sucked.
Years ago...
Burned my arms. Go ahead.
How'd this get to be about you?
It's all about Derek. Do you remember what I just said? Doesn't revolve around anybody. No, they took our hours away at Atmel at one point. They took away... Because we work every other Saturday. And they took those Saturdays away from us. And so I panicked and thought, I'll never survive.
Once you learn to treat these hours better, you'll get them back.
Yeah, really. And I just thought, well, I can't survive working 3 days a week every week. And so I have to have another job. Oh, my God. And our cousin Crystal was working at Captain D's. And she said, oh, we need somebody. So Christina and I went down there. We were going to work there. Well, Christina pushed out right away. She never even started. And then I worked for one night. And... I ran the drive-thru, and three people called in sick, and we were shorthanded. I mean, there was a line at the drive-thru, and people were waiting half an hour for their food.
Oh, wow.
And
that's commitment. That's
just,
commitment to bad food.
I know. And I comped like three people because I was like, there's no way you should have had to wait this long. And nobody ever said anything to me, the fact that I didn't charge these people. One lady gave me a $5 tip because I gave her food to her free.
Wow.
And then... They pulled me off the drive-thru and put me up on, like, the handout-type counter.
Yeah.
And this lady came in and was screaming and raising a fit because she didn't get her food right away. And Crystal was trying to explain to him that we were so shorthanded. We only had two people that could work the counter. And I was brand new, and I couldn't run the register. And we only had one cook. And Steve, who was her boyfriend at the time, was the manager. And he came out and was trying to explain to the woman, you know, and say he was sorry. And, you know, he could comp her food and blah, blah, blah. I know the owner. I should call him. And, you know, when I get home, I'm calling him and telling
Please
him
do.
About it. And he just handed
Use
her
my
the
cell phone.
He did. He handed her the phone. He goes, go ahead, call her. Call him. And she just kind of, and I thought, I'm not dealing with this. I had enough with this at Fargo's.
Well, and you didn't you work for anymore. For a movie theater?
For 3.5 hours.
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
The movie theater inside the Chapel Hills Mall.
Yes, and well, that was the same thing, though. Ooh, I mean, I was tired of Fargo's, and I wanted another job. So Christina and I both got a job there. And she worked the day before me, and I called her and I said, how is it? And she said, it sucks, but, you know, you never know. You might like it. And I went in, and I didn't like it.
Sucks, but who knows? Maybe you're crazy.
They wouldn't. 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours
they
I worked
run
there.
It's like a movie daddy, and a half. They?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let me run the register. They were like, well, you know, you're not trained on our registers.
You gotta work up to registers.
Yeah. And I'm like, but
when I started at the theater, I was on door, man.
I was. They stuck me behind the candy counter, but they wouldn't let me do anything. Let me show you how to pull, you know, put popcorn in a bucket. But they're taking, like, they pull the buckets of the popcorn, stick their hands inside, and scoop the popcorn in with their hands, and then, like, pick up the, like, people then, would come and say,
yeah,
can I
nose.
Get
it?
Yes. And
then, hair.
Like, this lady came and said, oh, can I get a drink refill? And so the guy took the lid off, scooped his hand like this, scooped up the ice into her glass.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, rubs his nose and then get, and I'm just like, ugh. I am not working with these people. They're gross.
Not only am I not working there, I'm not buying anything there ever again.
Well, I told Rhonda about it, and she actually called the health department on them.
Yeah.
So, which is, I don't know if it changed.
Yeah, but
anything,
the county health department only has, like, 2 inspectors. It takes them, like, a year to get around.
Count.
In fact, you can check online on the county webpage. You can check all the health inspector reports for every food establishment in the county.
Well, wow. That's very interesting.
It's great.
Hey, I'm proud of myself. I checked on my phone online, and it's going to be here Monday.
Good. But you figured out how to work the interweb.
Oh, yeah, because they sent me an email.
Ah, okay. So, Colin.
Yeah.
What was the worst working situation you ever had?
He got old waiting.
Well.
Hey, actually, you know what? I'm going to tell my story before you tell yours, okay?
Yeah.
I've had my own small handful of one-day jobs, kind of like you. It's in our genes.
I've only had 2 one-day jobs.
I worked at Taco Bell for 1 day. I couldn't get a job, a real good, you know, good job as a graphic artist. I was just recently out of school. I was working at the radio station, mostly part-time, and it just, you know, for $4.25 an hour. And it just wasn't cutting it. And so I figured, I like to eat at Taco Bell. Maybe I can work there.
And I'll be management before you know it.
Woohoo! And so, yeah, I go and I read all the little things and I take their little they make you take a test. And so I start working. And so, of course, I'm new, so I'm doing all the shit jobs. One of the first things they have me do is mop all the tile in the kitchen in the storage area. And I have the little cone set up, piso mojado. And I'm mopping, and this dipshit comes through with an arm full of crates of tomatoes. Slips, falls backwards, hits his head, the tomatoes bury him, and I'm like, this is a good start. And so then they put me on the station, the meat station, which the funny thing about the meat station at Taco Bell is everything comes either freeze-dried or pre-cooked. The meat all comes pre-cooked in these plastic bags, and you dunk the plastic bags in boiling water. The beans are dehydrated, and you just mix them with boiling water, pretty much the same boiling water that you've cooked the meat bags in. And I burned my arms like 20 times on, you know, making the beans and the meat. And I was talking with some of the people I was working with. And, you know, they're like, yeah, I got like 3 kids. I'm a single mom and I'm going to college, but I really need this job. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, you need this job so much fucking more than I do. And so I walked into
the 15-year-old manager's office.
Yeah. And I said, you know what? I got a job in Salem, Massachusetts, and so I've got to leave.
I completely lied.
I just handed him my stuff. Salem, I was like, I got a job in Salem. I'm gone. And I didn't have a job, but I couldn't work there. And I had a job for 1 day when I was right out of high school, waiting to go to my tech school that I went to. I had a dipshit friend whose dad got me a job at a mobile home place. They would install the mobile home. You'd buy a mobile home, and then they'd drive it up, and they'd, you know, put it up on the blocks and tie it down, and you're good. And so I, of course, was the new kid, so I couldn't go out on the install, which was actually good because that would have sucked too, apparently. So they gave me all manner of little shit odd jobs to do, And specifically, there was an old mobile home out on the lot that they gave me a sledgehammer and a screwdriver and said, go tear it down. So I did. And I was, you know, black widow's nests were pouring out, spiders everywhere. And, you know, I just threw out my back with the sledgehammer. And about halfway through the day, I walked in and I said, you know what? I'm going home.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't go. I'm like, no, I quit. Pay me and I'm going home. And so they did. And I went home and rested up and went out to my car like at 7 that night, and a spider had built a web in front of my gas and brake pedal.
Oh, no.
It had crawled out of my pants and built itself a web in my car, which is the worst feeling ever, knowing that you were covered in spiders and they've taken up residence in your vehicle, because you'll never get them out.
Bug bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm going to do that.
No, I did that. Tallahassee.
You bug bombed your car?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw there was a spider in the back of my station wagon, and I went out, bought a bug bomb that night, and I rolled the windows down about that much all the way around and set it up in the back. And
that sounds dangerous.
Came out in the next morning, and it was a little stinky, but...
It was stinky in my ears for weeks.
Driving down
there was no spiders, so and the red ants were gone, and so yeah.
I had spiders in my butt.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, we did.
Colin, your turn now. What was the worst work situation you had?
And he's going to interrupt you. I know it. He's going to say, "But we're out of time." I can just feel it. I feel it.
Working.
I'm kidding. Go
day labor for manpower. Back when.
Manpower, which is the gay organization.
That's the one.
No, it's not a gay organization. It's a place that provides.
That's butt power.
Physical labor. That
nobody
type
can
stuff.
See you dancing the YMCA, Justin. This is audio.
And yeah, you know, it was at a point in my life where that's what I had to do. I had no other options at the time, so we needed food. So.
We needed food.
He's had kids since
yeah.
he was 15.
Well, what you need? No, that was after Justin was born.
And I didn't even know he was sexually active.
And but the worst job I got sent on was construction site cleanup. So
wow, that doesn't even seem to suit you.
No, it didn't suit me at all.
Yeah, how'd you do on it?
Poorly. I stepped on a nail. It went through my boot.
Yeah, lockjaw.
No, but luckily I'd had tetanus shots like not too long before, so. Yeah. But yeah, I had to leave early, and you could tell I pissed them all off, let them down, blah blah blah. Fuck them and their houses.
Let
I don't
them
care.
Down.
Yeah,
yeah. Some, there's certain situations where you just you know, so what? You let them down, so what?
You know
get,
what?
It get was somebody it was who can't speak English to do my job.
Well, they had those, but no, it was like 102 degrees outside and. No safety equipment, no nothing. Just I'm supposed to be picking up all this crap from where they were building houses and stepped on a board with a nail in it.
Because so right he was klutzy like his son.
No, you don't have to be klutzy.
Nails can find you.
Crappy area. So.
I've but never stepped on it.
And
nail.
I did promise to tell the story of why I had to take the telemarketing job. Because I had been working at the Pizza Hut Dispatch Center in Denver, which handled the Denver-Boulder metro area. Anybody in the Denver or Boulder metro area that called Pizza Hut for a pizza, it goes to one central location.
Oh.
And then it's dispatched to the individual units. And I was pretty good at that job. I mean, it was a crappy job, but I was pretty good at it. Didn't pay much. I think it was minimum wage, which at the time was still $4.25 an hour. And like most things, I get bored and I'll do stuff. And I had been talking to a guy before he left, and he had given me his password because we all had to log into terminals with our password, with our username and password. And he gave me his username and his password. He said, yes, if you ever feel like, you know, causing some havoc, do it in my name. I said, okay, I'll think about it. And one day I found myself on the back end of the facility. A lot of people like to sit up front. I like to sit in the back and... there's not too many people around me, so I logged out of my station, get up to go to the bathroom, stopped at the station about five down, logged in with his, sent a fake order to Unit 37 in the little memo line, burn in hell, Unit 37, and I said it. And about 2 hours later, the boss comes find me, and he says, log out. I said, okay, come with me. Did you send a message to Unit 37 said, burn in hell? I said, no, but that's funny.
You're really good at using other people's equipment to get them in trouble.
Yes. So they're like, well, you were the only one around this station. We know that because you were logged in. And I said, well, I'd gone to the bathroom. How long were you in the bathroom? I don't know. What were you doing in the bathroom? Going to the bathroom. And I remember this is the first time I'd ever heard this expression. Were you dropping sticks? I was like, what the hell? Dropping sticks? Yeah, I'm playing a game called Will It Float? So they said, you know, you're one of our best employees. I'm not going to fire you, but I'm going to suspend you. I said, well, hell with you. I don't want to work for somebody that doesn't trust me. I quit. And they started backpedaling, but I figured, you know, I'd played my card. So I said, no, hell with you guys. I'm gone. And they called me back a couple days later. Wow. But I hated that job so much. And, you know, I was just, you know, it was a shitty job. So I took an even shittier job at the telemarketing place, which is the only job I've ever been fired from. Pretty much for the same reason you walked out.
We'd go visit Derek when he was in school in college, and he had a dead rabbit and some robin in the refrigerator.
Only if I were lucky would I have the dead rabbit. My roommates were complete hicks, and the one was from somewhere, and his name was Travis Carlin. He was from Buttfuck, North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota.
And he would go, no, Blanco, New Mexico was Antonio. He was the other.
Oh, that's right.
He was just a big galoot. But Travis might go back home for a weekend and shoot a rabbit or two and bring him home and cook him up. And then while he was away, I'd eat it. Go get yourself another one. Because don't.
Your mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's your rabbit. It's great. You ever had a rabbit? Oh, when you're hungry, boy, they're good. They're rabbits good when you're not great. Hungry. They're
and the
great.
Squirrels, my God.
Oh, my God. So
we're going to stick a squirrel rich, in a rabbit. Rabbit rich, in a. Whatever.
That's good eating.
A dog.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't want. Yeah. I give it a shot.
Can I have a rub whalen?
I'm the only person I know who really eats liver and onions.
So. Oh, no.
Who eats liver and onions?
Right down the street. There's a German restaurant called the Kreitzer Inn, Yads or Kreitzer, and they have liver and onions every fucking day, boy. And I love the liver and onions. You love it?
WorldHierophant.com. I just posted about that on Friday.
Where'd you have the liver and onions?
In my cafeteria. I went down to the cafeteria, and they had liver and onions. Oh my God, liver and onions. So I pull it and pile up the mashed potatoes and some peas. And I go over there and she looks at me and she says, you are the third plate that we've served today. We close in 45 minutes. Go ahead. Do you want another piece? Go ahead.
Have
get
it
another
all.
Piece.
Well, I'll tell you what. Someday when you're not good busy, stuff. You know, we'll get together. We'll have the liver and onions down here at the Kreitzer because it is awesome. I know we got a little off track, but liver and onions, woo!
Yum.
How about you guys? Liver and onions?
No.
That's like comfort food.
You soak them in milk.
What?
You soak your liver in milk before you cook it. Of course, you guys wouldn't know. Heather wouldn't know about this. But,
the cooking part.
Yeah, you soak it in milk or cream, and then you cook it, and it just tastes better.
Makes it tender. A little crunch or something.
Liver cream.
Liver cream,
yeah.
Yummy.
Love the liver.
I made pâté at that one party and nobody ate it. Remember that?
I love pâté.
Oh, it was good, too.
Liver pâté? Oh, yeah.
You know what I like most of all? Foie gras.
Not tongue burrito?
Fatty goose liver. Now, lengua, the burrito. Have you ever gone to Monica's Taco Shop up off Fillmore?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had the tongue?
No.
Oh, you must.
I've had the fish.
Oh, you must have the tongue. Monica must slip you her tongue because it is awesome. Oh, such tongue Monica will serve you. Oh, it is tender and delicious, the tongue.
Ooh, it sounds good.
Yes, it is very good. Colin tried a little bit of it, and like the pussy ass he is, he did not enjoy it. But at least he tried it, which is more than I can say for some people.
It was
my mom
bad
used
texture.
To cook tongue
I will
and
try
and...
almost anything.
Yeah. It tasted okay, but the texture was wrong.
Well, you need to join us for lunch.
Yeah, my mom
you know, because we go some, we eat some really crazy shit, boy.
I like the Cuban restaurant.
And she was a terrible.
Oh, really there's a good. New Cuban restaurant. Oh, they're the only
Cubanicon?
Place. Yeah, they're the ones on Union?
Yeah, Cubanicon.
Yeah.
We eat there all the time.
Oh, God.
It's not even new. They've been there a year.
Yeah. But I only found out about them about 3 months ago when Jennifer drove by and she said, Justin, I found a place that finally sells Cubanos. And I was like,
place in Colorado that sells Cubanos. Oh, my God. When we went to Disney World, they didn't even have Cubanos.
What, the sandwich?
Yeah, so I went over there and I said, they're really good. Yeah. I mean, they reminded me of Florida.
Well,
they didn't use mustard, which was kind of disappointing, but it was still good.
You could ask for it.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten at the Peruvian restaurant here in town?
I love that place.
That place is really, it's called Sabores del Peru.
Heather likes it.
And it's in a very odd place. It's, I can't remember where it is, but it's
way
like on 30
west.
Something. Yeah.
Near
you went to 31st.
You went to, I think.
It is great. Yeah. And the people that run it are so friendly. And yeah, the food is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you must eat with us.
Yeah, it'd be great. Oh, my God. Oh, I just remembered another crap job I had. Deja vu. All right. God, that sucked.
You worked at Deja Vu?
Yeah. When I was taking bartending classes, I couldn't find a job to save my ass. And I had a friend who I had known since high school who happened to be the assistant manager at Deja Vu.
So which kids is a strip club here in town.
So he said, I'll let you.
You know what? How were you a bartender there when they don't serve alcohol? Man?
Juice bar.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I was the juice
pop
bar guy.
Stand, they call
that was another one of my one-day jobs. I was a disc jockey at Jerry McNasty's Lounge.
Oh, my God.
On Hancock. Yeah. Home of the nastiest girls in town, most of them Whitefield graduates.
And, or
yeah,
from Montrose.
They graduated.
Yeah. Well,
Whitefield necessarily.
Not necessarily. Maybe out on a plea bargain, but yeah. Get your hands out of your top ten.
It's been too long.
I know. Get your hands out of your pockets and your tip dollars ready. Immigrant labor. It's the lunchtime show with long-legged, lovely Rochelle. Yeah, it's. I was there like in the middle of the day, and there's like four construction workers. None of them spoke English. With the little, you know, like cheese and crackers, watching these like two stretch marky girls take off their tops. It was like, wow, this is depressing. I can't work here.
Yeah, it was.
And my boss was like a paraplegic,
just
barely talked.
Just not cut out for the porn industry.
No.
Well, and I had told my grandparents, because I was living with my grandparents at the time, that I was actually working at 7-Eleven.
Well, the one near Deja Vu?
Well, they said, where? And I said, well, I get sent everywhere, so I never know from day to day where they're going to send. They bought it. They totally bought it.
I'm a secret shopper for 7-Eleven.
They would constantly keep on asking me, you know, oh, so where are you going to be today? Oh, I don't know, you know. Well, when you get there, give us your phone number so we can call you. Oh, hello?
Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. And so she, I finally quit that job, and guess where I went to work?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
That's funny. That's fitting.
We're out
for,
of time, aren't we?
For 2 months, yeah.
Oh, we ran out of time 22 minutes ago.
Oh, this is a long one.
Just so you know. Yeah, wow. So this is going to be an extra special episode of the Big Podcast. Damn near an hour on the Sutta Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You've been listening to The Big Show. I'm Derek Knight from SuttaCheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Bye.
My sister Heather from Mad and Spam joined us.
Bye-bye.
My dad, Jess Knight.
See ya.
And, of course, the Jew Wario, the strip club bartender, Justin Carmichael from Emerald Chirophant, the Blacksmith.com.
Fuck Montrose.
Yeah, fuck Montrose indeed. Say, kids, we'll be back again possibly next Wednesday with yet more fun and frivolity. Thanks for listening.